Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover. Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, time for the crossover. Upper Air, powered by Everlow Concrete Repair in Omaha. Everlow Concrete Repair.com. And Connor Happer is on his way to Vegas. Did he make it out safely?
They'll be there this afternoon. I have not heard of the...
Do we got a touchdown?
...plane crashing or anything
Whoa,
like that.
Touchdown!
Whoa! The whole afternoon crossover yesterday was, hey, what if the plane crashes?
Mm. Well, that's why we didn't send the entire staff.
Wow.
I'm the designated survivor.
Yeah, that's smart management.
that's not like... That's karma.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's what they said. They said, oh, we'll definitely play this on the best of if the plane crashes.
Well, so my wife said this one time.
And will there be some lawyers?
At my wife's last employer, they rewarded all employees with the trip to Mexico. And every one of them were on the same flight. And my wife said this, and it didn't even cross my mind because I got a free trip. I got the beer plus one, and it was free, and it was Mexico, and it was fun, and I didn't have to do anything. She said, this is actually very irresponsible of our management because we're all on the same plane. Not one person is left behind. So if something happened, the company would cease to exist. I'm like, good Lord, woman. I'm traveling
like
with
the State
you.
Of like, the Union, yeah.
Hey, somebody's got to think about these things.
I guess she was. So maybe she should have stayed behind.
Hey, if they only knew that there were people that went to Pittsburgh or Memphis over the weekend that to go support their favorite college basketball team, they got on a Boeing plane.
I don't even want to laugh right now.
Have you guys heard the latest Boeing joke?
No.
No, but why don't you deliver it, John?
What their new slogan is?
What do you got, Johnny Schreiner?
Boeing. Oh. When one door opens, another door opens.
I approve.
It's good.
You like that one?
I did.
That was good. Surprised I didn't see that, too, because I've seen a lot of... Boeing's been trending a lot lately.
So is there any other city in the world where the going out, coming back emotions are completely different? Like going to Vegas, you can't wait to get there and you're so excited.
Yeah.
But that flight, especially the direct on Southwest from Las Vegas back to Omaha, is one of the saddest, smelliest flights. It smells like cigarettes.
Yeah.
It smells like desperation.
People are coughing.
Lost money. And it's just like, it's so sad. And you're either hungover mm-hmm. or you haven't slept, and it's like a lonely flight. And then you land back in Omaha, and you're like,
I need a nap.
But going out, you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
I would like as many drinks as possible.
Oh, by the time you touch down, you're probably at least three shits to the wind, if not four.
Nope. It is the scene from Swingers. Vegas.
They're dozing off a little bit, and then all of a sudden they finally see the lights. They're like, Vegas. And then it just, boom!
Nothing's going to top it, but, I mean, like... Cancun back to Omaha in the dead of winter.
So that's I would liken it to Mexico trips, especially. Yes, you're right, Josh. If you do cold weather time and then you know what you're returning to, and you're like, good God.
Some might say a honeymoon trip wherever. You're excited to go there, and then you realize I got to spend the rest of my life with this person.
This is
what
topical,
did I do?
But maybe in reverse, Detroit.
Now, see, I don't mind Detroit. Why are we on Detroit?
You're super like, all right, let's leave. Come on. Where's our flight? Take it
I've
off.
Been to the Detroit airport. It's a fine airport.
It's a great airport, and I have not been to the new revitalized downtown Detroit, which I heard is
like
actually
Detroit
really nice.
Going there and coming back would probably be like the same.
I love RoboCop.
Yeah. Old Detroit?
Yeah, but if you went to Detroit in RoboCop, you would not like Detroit.
I'd be a little scared.
Red Foreman's just blasting people's hands.
Yeah, Red Foreman, Bob Morton, can't get anything under control. Yeah, I don't want to get into it. That was old Detroit, though.
That was.
So, things have changed. That's actually a good one, though, John. Is there the reverse effect? Any other place other than Detroit? Well, not Detroit now. Where you can't wait to come back, but you have to go. You're like, oh, my God.
I'll tell you, it's San Francisco for me.
Really?
Oh, I can't stand San Francisco.
I really do like San Francisco. Oh, I've only been once.
Yuck.
The problem with San Francisco is it has changed a little bit, like post-COVID.
Yeah.
Like, it is insanely dirty. Like, it's dirty. It depends
on where you stay. Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Now it's most of the areas downtown, like outside of where the Giants play.
Yeah.
Even that area, which used to be really, really clean, and you didn't have street performers, and you didn't have homeless people, and
yeah,
you know, you weren't confused for somebody trying to sell tickets or somebody that wanted money. It just, it's a city that has some issues. I love San Francisco, especially outside of San Francisco, but yeah,
we spent more less time downtown.
It's a pain in the butt to fly from Omaha to
San Francisco. Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
So that's one of the
reasons. We spent less time in downtown and more. We did the Sonoma thing and Sausalito out just outside.
That's not San Francisco.
Right, but we did stay in downtown San Francisco, so I know what you're saying.
When you're walking in downtown Sonoma.
Right, no.
Like when you make your way past the NASCAR track and you're driving through the hills and you get into the city, yeah, and you're like, oh, this is a nice little quaint small town. Oh, there's the wineries.
Yeah.
You don't have like a homeless encampment that's right there.
It's a different world. I'm with you.
Four tents blocking the sidewalk with human feces surrounding them.
Oh, that was when we stayed downtown, it was kind of crazy. And then we made our way to the wharf between our hotel and downtown and the wharf. Yeah, that was an experience.
If your city is so dirty that there is an app for people to mark where there is human feces,
yeah,
maybe that, you have
that,
a problem.
That says something. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
It is, and I'm a little bit sad because I really like the city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's New York City of the West Coast, but since COVID, it's gone way downhill. I mean, a lot more smash and grab. It's just, it shows those parts of it that are beautiful, but
yeah,
you got to keep your head on a swivel.
I'll tell you my San Francisco story. So I was there, it's been almost 10 years ago now, for a conference. We were staying in the theater district, which is where the conference was. And I was walking down the street, just like taking in the sights.
Yeah.
Never been to San Francisco before. And this man walks up next to me and goes, "Where do I know you from?"
That's a good line.
And I said, "You don't?" He said, "No, I know you from somewhere." I said, "No, I'm from Nebraska, man. You don't know me."
He could be a fan.
He goes, "You made a mistake first telling him you're from Nebraska."
He's like, he goes, "No, I never forget a face."
Oh, no.
"What's your badge number?"
Oh.
And I said, "Nope. Not getting stabbed today."
"You locked me up 12 years ago."
Yeah. "Who you called a psycho?"
You should have said, "I'm from the meanest part of Oakland that you ever imagined." Right.
Yeah.
"No, thank you."
"Your badge number."
I would like to keep my liver intact today. Thank you very much.
You do look like law enforcement, John.
Thank you. No, that. I don't.
Yeah. You got a little bit of that edge to you. Yep.
But yeah, that was I never forget a face.
Oh, that would freak me
What's
out.
"What's your badge number?"
Like, where are we going?
"No, thanks.
Yeah, where are
we I'm
going
out.
With this, man? I need to get out of here."
Andrew says, "I went to San Francisco last spring. The 4 days we were there, saw 3 dead people and another getting CPR walking in downtown."
Ooh. It's bottom 10 cities in the country.
Yeah, we only had one day where we were actually in the downtown area. And I was warned too. So maybe I was prepared.
Mm.
The majority of our stay and our trip to San Francisco was in the outer San Francisco area, more Northern California than it was the heart of San Francisco. But yeah, feces, that's not my thing.
No, it's not good. It's not.
Full question, is feces your thing?
You might not want the answers to some of those.
Yeah. Nope.
We've been trying to get a record. We've been trying to find 100% unity on one issue in this world.
I feel like that if that's not 100%.
Fetish.
Yeah, that's true.
I that might be that one of those where you put up the poll question, Josh, judge. And then turn off the replies.
Yes, dude. Yeah.
It's anonymous. We don't judge.
No, yes. But see, people.
Someone's putting
people
yes
now
just to be
reply
fun.
To polls with a reply. Not a vote, but a reply.
Sip does that.
Sipple's a big fan of that.
I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. And by the way, shout out to the cargo ship. They put out the Mayday call, and they immediately stopped traffic on the bridge, which prevented more deaths than, unfortunately, they already have. Did you guys see the tweet that the Baltimore Police Department put out alerting the public to the situation? Washington, D.C. mayor got on Twitter as she woke up, and her response was, oh, no. Like,
oh, no.
Oh, no. That's her,
not
oh,
like, no. Like she oh, replied, dear God,
she replied,
my heart goes out or
she
anything.
She replied, yeah. Oh, no.
What, I mean, what would be, oh, is there a worse, like, tour? Oh, bummer, man.
Yeah, oh, that's a bummer.
Or, you're harshing my vibe, dudes.
Or, oh, rats. Or as they say up in the Upper Peninsula, ah, crumbs. That would have been the only thing that topped that. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Especially coming from like a political figure.
She
replied.
Yeah.
You would have, okay, you would have like the hearts and, you know,
was it,
thoughts
was it
and
an,
prayers.
Was it an, oh, no.
Some
or was
TNP
it an,
going
oh,
out.
Oh, no.
O-H space N-O.
Here it is.
How many explanations?
Yeah, was there an exclamation point?
Oh, nope. There's no.
No, it's just
no
oh,
period, no,
no
exclamation.
Just oh, no.
Oh, no. Wow.
It explains that the bridge has reportedly collapsed within the last few minutes after being struck by a large container ship. Mass casualty incident has been declared with over a dozen cars and many individuals in the water. And she responded at 5:18 in the morning yesterday, oh, no.
Maybe if you know her, you realize that.
Mayors, am I right?
That really tugged. tugged at the emotional strings.
Read it
there.
In her voice.
Yeah.
You guys don't know, but that really got to her.
I'm sure it did.
I mean,
I hope it did.
It should have.
By putting the
she
oh
has
no
since
there.
Deleted it.
Oh, she. Oh.
But I'm wondering how long it stayed up before somebody in her office said,
"Excuse me, Mayor."
Yeah, that might be.
Maybe at least an exclamation point.
Maybe we can craft a better statement.
maybe a prayer emoji.
Can elected officials delete tweets? Wasn't that a discussion with
discussion.
President Trump?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Is that he couldn't delete tweets?
Yeah.
Is it official communication or not? There was a big debate about that.
Yep.
I don't think we ever got to the bottom of that, but
weird.
Other things got in the way.
Yep. Leave it at that.
Push down the list of priorities.
What if on Twitter you did not have a delete tweet button?
It was just permanent.
Oh,
like
it was
permanent. Once you hit send, it's out there.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's rip it and go.
Yeah. It's amazing though. Some people the ability to grab it before it gets deleted.
But if you're someone
screenshots live forever.
Yeah. If you're someone who has a large following, every time if you put out anything that's remotely stupid, that screenshotted immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so really impressive.
Essentially, for people with notoriety and a large following, there is no delete button.
No.
I mean, that already exists.
Yep. Like, I can't believe I'm reading this screen grab. Keeping this one.
For you and
this
me.
This will live forever.
Speaking of, I'm just thinking about it.
All 400 of my followers, none of them are screen grabbing my stuff, I don't think.
You see what John Schreiner just said? Oh, hell yeah.
Who's John Schreiner?
He's never
Who is
living.
That?
I never forget a face.
Yeah, what's his badge number again?
What is my badge number? Forgot to screen grab it.
Seeing if P. Diddy has a Twitter account.
Oh, dear.
Well, he has so many names that you would need to search.
Is it is there the more serious one of just Sean Combs?
Puff Daddy. Sean Puffy Combs.
Turns out, maybe,
no, he does.
P. Diddy.
Maybe those name. Maybe each of those name changes to avoid law enforcement.
Could be.
No, he's just Love on Twitter.
Love.
At Diddy.
At Diddy.
14.9 million followers.
Oh.
Hanging out in Antigua.
Let's see here if he. Nope. He hasn't tweeted since February 4th.
Since the,
probably wise.
Well,
let's see if he's liked
in.
Anything.
A little break. No.
Wouldn't this be great if he was liking all the stories about him?
maybe
he's on the run. He might not even be in this country. Like
I'm as you guys know now, I'm always a big fan when someone quote tweets it with the eyeballs. What if he eyeball tweets one of his own stories of the mind? It's very cryptic. Yeah.
Big if true.
Yeah. It's like yeah. On his own account, big if true.
Yeah. I don't think that one's going to end very well.
No.
Doesn't seem like it.
No. I think this is there's more than just you know what there's
but
something
you know what
linking.
At least it's on brand for March Madness that one of his drug mule is a former Syracuse basketball player.
If you would have asked me, I would have thought it was a Devendorf.
That'll bring Syracuse Jim Boeheim into the conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know anything about this. Why would you even ask me? Oh my gosh.
That's my Jim Boeheim.
It's pretty good actually. Very,
we can tell, Josh. We can tell.
For a guy who he hates the media, now he's giving you some Monday breakdowns on SportsCenter, which is unbearable.
It's always funny. It's unbearable. The coaches who like just railed against the media and hated the media, after they're done coaching, where do they go?
Yeah.
Oh. Right to the media.
We got a seat for you. Make a lot of money. Low pressure.
Nick Saban being on pregame shows is like the ultimate what is going on here, right? This is a guy who was so just outright mean to the media sometimes, and here he is sitting on a pregame set talking about football.
Yep.
I thought he would got better like the last couple of years with the media. They took him, so he went to
Saban.
He went to media training.
Yeah.
Because that's when he started looking into the camera during interviews, and it was creepy.
And he was doing, well, because remember, was right around the time he was doing the college football playoff. Yeah. When they weren't in it, he was in the national championship game coverage.
Like during the COVID year, which they won the title, he seemed to be more likable.
Yeah.
But he started the looking into the camera. Like they'd go to a sideline halftime interview, and instead of looking at the reporter, he'd look right at the camera, and people are like, I'm freaked out.
Yeah, they're like, what? I'm seeing the whites of his eyes. I don't like this.
I mean, there's just been so many examples. Like Rex Ryan
on media
coverage, right? And that guy hated reporters.
And why? As far as him on the media, why? Why? He still, if you listen closely to certain struggling organizations, he's still lobbying to be a coach. That's where it's frustrating. It's annoying. I can't stand it. It's like, dude, either get a job or just get out of there. Because that's all your commentary is based off of. Well, if they had a good defensive-minded guy here, or if they had a better coach, if you're a coach, what are you thinking? Oh, because you would have done it better, right? What? Okay, Rex.
Looks like it's official that Tominaga will not be back in Nebraska.
He did tweet, thank you.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
There was somebody that trying a campaign to keep Tominaga at Nebraska because they were going to go to the NCAA. What do they officially call it?
A hardship waiver? Hardship waiver?
Hardship that he didn't know any English when he got to his junior college. And they were going to use that as a reason for the NCAA to give him another year.
Okay, so he's like, you know what?
They tried to get in touch with Tominaga to help him.
Well,
the
NCAA is like,
man, we're good.
The NCAA is like Oprah with waivers right now. Like,
that one might be a little bit tough.
Because they can't really stop it.
Because now they get sued.
We had this guy that came to the U.S. and he didn't speak in English. He went to this junior college, and did you see that junior college? That was a hardship. He should get an extra year at the Division I level.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, did you see the players he had to play with his first year at Nebraska? That was a hardship.
That's actually really
that would be a great that would be a great waiver.
Yeah,
I played on a terrible team my first year. That's a hardship. I need a waiver.
You're like, damn, that's
we won
that's
two true. Games. Can you imagine?
I mean, I think he'll be in the Olympics, and he'll, you know, if things work out with him and his girlfriend, he'll be. Inviting Husker Nation to a wedding in North Platte.
Oh, let's go. And Matt Rhule can come. Mm.
And then he's going to go play professionally in Japan and make $1 million a year.
Do you think he'll come back like alumni weekend?
Why wouldn't he?
That's a long trip.
I mean, how much he seems to enjoy the attention that he gets. I think he loves that. I think if he could make a weekend out of it, sure, I could see Casey.
Maybe not like every year, but I'm sure he'll be there from time to time.
I think a lot of it would depend on who else is coming back. But I would lean more towards yes, he would make it back because I think he really did appreciate the love that he got, and I think he would continue to. That's not going away anytime soon.
I heard he's going to – move to North Platte and be the head coach at Northwest Community College. Ooh. That's what I heard.
Now there's a gig.
Coach Casey.
Yeah.
What if someday Casey.
Coach Casey.
Coach
Casey Tominaga was living in North Platte. 15 years from now.
You see him at the hub.
You're like just the random, you pull off, you're driving to Denver, you pull off of I-80 to get some gas, and you walk in and one of those convenience stores, there's Casey.
Casey's just filling up. He's got the, I can't remember what county, what number the county is, but it's on, you see the car he's getting into. It's like, wow, those are Nebraska plates.
He's got an 86 F-150, steel-toed boots.
But you walk in shocked.
Gun rack like, with a shotgun.
I heard on Pat McAfee that you were dead.
Yeah.
Got four hay bales in the back of the truck. What are you
really
doing?
That really hasn't gotten as much run.
No, no.
That
really
was
hasn't.
A little bit...
racist?
Racist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Pat McAfee's show last week loved him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They killed him. Actually, like, killed almost, him. Like, physically killed him the other day.
Yeah.
With a ritual.
Ritualistic suicide joke.
Yep.
Oh, that's tasteful.
That mm-hmm. checks two boxes.
There's a reason. Like, you've just pointed out why I don't know what you're talking about with Pat McAfee. Exactly that reason is why I don't pay attention to anything that man says.
But you don't know what you're missing.
No, I do.
Josh's favorite show.
Yeah, Josh's big fan.
Well, I have to follow it because Connor's blocked. So, like,
you're in survival mode.
Yeah,
you keep a low profile. Uh-huh. Yeah, I get it.
You're doing the. I guess I blocked myself from the Pat McAfee show.
Good on
so,
yeah, that's good on you.
Interesting.
Good crossover today, boys.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of his goodbye to Nebraska will be
long.
Well, no, I mean, I bet they do something with him for the spring football game.
She's from the area, yes?
North Platte.
Okay.
His girlfriend, yeah.
That's why we made all the North Platte jokes,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to get a steak in Powell's Brewery. Good brewery out there, bro.
They got to name a beer after him, right?
Hell yeah, they do. Mm. Yeah. The only other place I can think of, I think it's still there, the Hub, where you could get popcorn out of a hubcap.
I love a bar with popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Well, I mean, it worked out for Famous Dave's. You could eat out of a trash can lid.
Yeah. That's true. People forget about that. That's true.
Many would say it did not work out. Well,
many would say it did not work out that well for Famous
Dave's. I don't
think it
led to the fire over there on Maple, but yeah.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. It was a thing for a while.
The one on L Street closed.
I don't know. I don't know of any that are open anymore.
Yeah, I think that one closed first before the one in Maple caught on fire. And then they just decided, yeah, we're good.
And nothing has moved in.
No.
Since.
No.
Pretty hopping area.
Yeah, like, good visibility.
There was one like by the Bakers on North 72nd in Benson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was
off of Ames.
Like a fish restaurant, and then it was a Famous Dave's again, and then it was something else again. And that thing
isn't it a seafood place now? Is that right?
It's a crab restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. I heard it's really good.
Not
locally?
I'm going to guess not.
Okay.
Well, I guess there's one in Bellevue.
That's always a good question to ask when you go to a place like that. Like, I go to Shucks.
Yeah.
And I was like, got a question. The fish that is on the menu, caught locally?
Especially if it's near like a lake.
And the waiter, the waitress is like, oh, I'm dealing with
fish
canoe.
Locally caught sea bass. Yeah,
like, this
exactly.
is the guy. This is the guy I get today.
I only eat fish that is caught locally.
Josh, did you say there's a Famous Dave's in Bellevue?
Yes.
Is Bellevue the place where, like, you wonder,
hang on.
Do we still have one of those restaurants around here? It's in Bellevue.
It's in Bellevue.
Yeah.
I have one in Bellevue.
I'd also there's like a cluster off of Cornhusker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I, not only Famous Dave's, but if I were to ask, is there a Skeeter Barnes? Is there one in Bellevue?
No, we've killed Skeeter
Barnes. Why?
I think the closest one's in Kearney, I think.
Yeah. Is it still alive in Kearney?
I think it is. I think it's popular.
Oh,
I feel like I've heard them on the
Husker Radio.
Yeah, they used to.
They're a sponsor.
All I know is they had one in Columbus when I was there.
Would you like a little story on Skeeter Barnes on the Husker Sports Network?
Yes, would love please. A story about that.
I know this one because you told it to me.
Naked barbecue.
So they moved in Lincoln out on 56th and Highway 2. They were there for a while, but they became a big sponsor on the Husker Sports Network. Like, they bought a huge budget. Like, they spent a lot of money to be on the Husker Sports Network. So instead
barbecue.
Of giving people that were on the Husker Sports Network maybe – like a gift card to go in there and sample, you were highly encouraged to go in there and eat at least once a month. Not on your own dime. On your own dime, by the way.
Not on theirs.
Okay. Not on theirs.
Or the networks.
Okay.
Yeah, but you were supposed to go in and be visible and pay for the food. And don't tell anybody that we're doing this because we want the Skeeter Barnes people to feel comfortable enough that, man, we are so good that the people on air, like the play-by-play voice of Husker football, comes in here.
and has some of the best barbecue ever.
Don't tell anybody that we're doing this.
Yes, that was
you're not doing anything.
That was said.
They have some of the best microwaved barbecue food you can get.
Just go in, unassuming. Make sure you pay for it. Not, hey, keep your receipt, and you know we'll get reimbursed. Right. But pay for it, and just go in and you know walk around, say hello to people.
The explanation is you got to eat, right? Might as well go there.
Warren Swain ate at Skeeter Barnes once a week for like 3 years.
Did they at least have like a punch card?
I can 100% believe that story.
Like the, at least get a 10th meal free.
He was told to do it, and he did.
Well, he's a good company man.
Gotta love that.
I mean, so they kept him in business at least for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think
any barbecue
still there.
Restaurants want to advertise with 1620 The Zone, I would gladly come in there once a week. And
there are some good ones. There's one out by me that is
many.
Really good.
The official barbecue of Husker Nation.
If they want their name on the radio, they got to pay for that.
That's right.
But
there you go, John. You get it.
I'm also a good company man.
you are. All right, boys, have a good show.
All right, wide-ranging crossover today. Good stuff.
It always is. Like, nothing is normal. We never got to Krispy Kreme being in McDonald's or how we have ruined the milkshake in this country.
How long until McDonald's is selling McGriddles where the Krispy Kreme donut is the bun? Yeah.
Or just
aren't they basically doing that now?
Right away,
a Big Mac with half a Krispy Kreme in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're talking. Yep. As long as the red light's on.
I look forward to you two, though, talking about the milkshake is being ruined in this country. Simple is better with milkshakes.
No.
The Chicago White Sox put out the picture of their new 16-ounce milkshake yesterday.
Gimme. Right there.
No.
Don't you disparage the White Sox, Gary Sharp.
It's the only reason to go to a White Sox game, John.
I agree with Gary on this point.
We are overcomplicating the milkshake.
Yeah, that is very true.
Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Yeah.
I like a chocolate peanut butter.
Okay, but it's very simple. I don't need graham crackers. I don't need a ton of chocolate drizzle in there.
Yeah, you don't technically need
If you have a good milkshake, then you don't need any of that stuff.
Kids nowadays, they don't understand how simple the milkshake was that made us so happy and brought all the girls to the yard. Now
I think it's boys.
It brings the boys to the yard. Maybe some girls.
We don't judge.
Not that I'm against it, but I kind of wanted the girls to come to the yard. But now we try and make the milkshake so fancy.
Yeah.
I just want it nice and simple.
Yeah, we can delete the strawberry one as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you're overcompensating. Oh, you're hiding something if you try to dress it up.
A strawberry milkshake?
Canceled. Strawberry milkshake, canceled.
So many people do a strawberry milkshake, but so few of them do it well. When one is done well, it is very tasty.
I don't know if I've ever had a good strawberry milkshake.
I haven't.
No.
I think you're just saying that to say it.
I don't like strawberry milk. I don't like strawberry ice cream. I don't like strawberry milkshakes. No thanks.
All right.
It's low on my list.
Chocolate or chocolate peanut butter, I'm good.
They've become like Bloody Marys. Where
that is true, yeah. The more crap you can get in it.
It's an arms race to build that thing as high as possible.
How can we build that high without it tipping over?
In high school, it was the Jamocha shake from Arby's.
Oh, those were good. I liked those ones.
Yeah. There was something in those.
Yeah, that's where I got off the beaten path of the vanilla or chocolate. You got a Jamocha one, okay.
where did those go?
I'll entertain that.
I think they still have
them. Yeah, I think the Jamocha one still does exist.
But they used to promote them all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Either they're not concerned about pushing product with the Jamocha shake, or it just does it itself. They don't need to. They don't need to spend dollars on it because it's its own
thing.
I
don't go to Arby's anymore.
Yeah, it appears as though it is still on the menu.
Yeah. I wonder if you just know.
Vince said, will Josh do a poll question? Is a Frosty a milkshake?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That's a great question, actually. Yeah. I don't consider it to be a milkshake. But
I don't either.
I could see people saying,
do they have separate milkshakes at Wendy's?
I don't think they have milkshakes. I think it's just the
they
Frosty.
They just have the Frosty.
But they live the Frosty life. Is their milkshake.
Mm.
It is kind of drinkable.
I mean, there's...
You might have to wait like 5 minutes, and then that thing's drinkable.
Yeah. Let it lose a little bit of its solid frozen state, and then all of a sudden you pretty much have a milkshake.
Mm-hmm. Vince is very excited that he possibly has come up with a poll question.
Oh, Vince, it's up, baby.
Way to go, Vince.
Just like that.
All right.
Have a good show, boys.
Thanks, boys. That does it for the crossover. Connor Happer Show with John Schreiner is next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices?
And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.